This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody. Oh, Thursday again. Just seems like I was just here the other day. That's how fast time is flying. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating about all the wonderful and amazing things we have going on in and around Douglas County. So, oh, gosh, what a week, right? Everybody's still watching their TVs and all this good stuff, but Alan is not with me today, but I have a special guest who's going to be my partner in crime for the first half of the show here while we do something a little different. So I would like to welcome and honestly announce for my first time anyway that we have Virgil Osborne, which is our newly elected Oregon House of Representatives for District 2. So thanks for being on, Virgil.
Thanks, Shanna. Thanks for having me, and it's such a privilege to be here with you, and sorry Alan couldn't make it.
I know. He was tired. It happens to the best of us.
I understand.
Oh, goodness. So, exciting news. Like, you won. And I'm saying it, not you, but, like, by a landslide. So, kudos to you. That was amazing, and never a doubt, honestly, because you're just a super active, amazing member of our community, and a lot of people just really believe you will represent us to the best of your ability. And I can imagine that a little bit of weight is on the shoulders of carrying Douglas County's pride with you.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It was an incredible learning experience to go through the campaign. That was my first time, and there's an incredible weight lifted off my shoulders just to have it over with, and then to win by such a big margin really made me feel good, like the people of Douglas County actually wanted me in that spot. So I'm really happy to be here.
Well, and happy to have you, and it's I'm going to tell a story and then you can yell at me later. But anyway,
okay.
You won't yell at me, but he can tell me, Shannon, you shouldn't have done that. So I had a meeting election night, but everybody had their own little get-togethers. And I was telling Virgil like a month ago, it's like, hey, are you going to do shindig or something like that? So I'd come. And so I show up just before, I mean, it wasn't long before actually the announcement came out. Yeah, and yeah. Then I got there for all the hoop-de-doo and the excitement. And his team has worked so hard. And, you know, so that's it's like a win for a bunch of them because it was definitely a team effort. And
sure.
It was super cool. And then you got introduced by one of the campaign members. And
that'd be Trent.
Trent Drake. And so Trent gets up and had the pleasure of introducing Virgil and as his new title. And you were a man of very few words in that moment, but you were overcome a little bit with just the feelings. And I have to say that was super powerful. Just what you said and how you said it and with the emotion that you said it. And so if you would have been like that and somebody saw that before, you would have got 99.9%. So
you're not supposed to tell all my secrets.
I know. See, you can get me in trouble later. But anyway, I thought that was very endearing. And it's like if people can see those parts of us that sometimes we don't show, especially when we're out there talking politics or something like that. It's just
It was an emotional moment.
It was super cool.
And my campaign team is incredible. I mean, they really, really worked hard for me. I had people out knocking on doors. We were staying up late at night, sending out mailers, putting up campaign signs, making phone calls, and nobody gets paid for any of that. You know, they believed in me, and at the end of the day, the only reward I can really give them is a thank you and be the best person I can be for them and our entire county, our constituency, and that I will do.
Yeah, and it's very clear. It was very clear to me before then, but definitely in that moment that it wasn't about you. in your speech, in the words that you used, in the emotion that you had. It was about the pride of how many people and the percentage does have faith in you and does want you in that spot, and also the fact that you realize this is a big responsibility and you are representing the greatest county in Oregon.
Amen.
Amen.
Wouldn't live anywhere else.
So I'm not, you know, partial or anything, but
I am. It's okay.
I just have a radio show about how awesome we are. So I'm not bragging about anything, but yeah, I just, there was just a small snippet of people that were there that evening, as it was a closed event.
Yeah.
And again, thank you for the invite. And it was just super special. And I just wanted to share that with you. It's like, you never know those small moments that might be a small moment to you that really make a big impact on somebody else. And I feel like anybody in that room, just their pride in you being who's going up to Salem representing us just went up tenfold.
Yeah, I want to give some props to Eva there at Little Brothers Pub. I mean, she put that event on.
Let us
use her place after hours, and she was incredible. They came in and just absolutely. I highly recommend them. They're just great.
Absolutely, yeah. I probably thanked her like I don't even know 50 times. I'm a big thanker though, so I always want people to know I'm grateful. But oh, and the food was delicious. An amazing grilled cheese sandwich.
It was incredible food. It always is there.
I'll be back for sure, because I was like, and just good conversation with them. They were just so welcoming and kind and nice, and I was very grateful. So I did make sure to mention that multiple times, how grateful I was that they stayed open and how great the food was.
good.
So it's November. Mm-hmm. We got Thanksgiving coming, mm-hmm. and turkey's my favorite. So I'm all thankful for turkey already. So let's just do some fun here. So I'm going to name something I'm thankful for, and then Virgil, you name something you're thankful for on this Thankful Thursday. So actually for this Thursday, I have to say I'm thankful, regardless of the outcome, but I'm thankful that we have a say in our country. And that we have the right to vote, and we have that because of veterans. So I am super thankful for all of the veterans, with Veterans Day being tomorrow, who have given us that freedom. So that's something I'm thankful for.
Hey, you stole my thunder.
Sorry.
I'm actually going to be on the float tomorrow for the Republican Party. I don't know. We have a few veterans riding with us on the float as well. But, I am grateful for all the veterans. A lot of my family are veterans. My mm-hmm. father was. My brother was. Some of those folks died for our freedoms. And that's super important. And nothing else matters if you don't have your freedom. So I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for my friends. And I'm thankful for the people in Douglas County that put me in a position that I can actually help them to the best of my ability. Being how the election is so fresh on my mind, that I would have to say that would be what I was thankful for today.
Yeah. See, so now you just got to keep this going next week.
There you go.
Listen to the show and you can be thankful along with me. And I think, honestly, another thing for me is, this is kind of selfish in a way, but it is my crazy busy time of year at work right now. And I am so thankful, like almost, I'm not going to cry because Alan will make fun of me. I am so thankful for the staff at Premier Insurance, for Alan who has it, who, I mean, literally today I wouldn't have had lunch. Actually, not at all this week. And magically, mind you, a Douglas County co-op corn dog showed up for me today, which is really kind of a big deal in my life. I love those. And so they're just always looking out for me and taking care of me and being my work family and always having my back during this time of year, always, but especially during this time of the year. And I'm super grateful for my work family and my family.
So what time do the corn dogs usually show up?
About 11:30.
About 11:30 on Thursday?
Between 11:30 and 12:30, yeah.
Okay.
Peter Pitt on Wednesday, yeah. He's got it down pretty good. And
I'll make sure I'm there.
Yeah. But we did notice the menu at the new you know, the provisions downtown. And boy, they have some good looking food. So we're going to venture out to some new places here pretty soon. But
oh, there's some great places downtown. I just had lunch at Urban Pizza the other day, the new pizza place. Unbelievable. You have to try the yet. Calzone. Calzone is to die for.
Okay, I keep hearing that, but I haven't been yet. Ugh. Maybe bring my husband then.
Well, yeah, you'd want to share it. One's plenty for two. They're really good.
I'll have to have Jeff come. He's my appetite. Oh. But anyway, I'm really super grateful for that. So I just encourage everybody. It's like right now you may feel like you're on the winning team, the losing team, or whatever. But honestly, Douglas County, we're all one team. And let's just find something to be thankful for, look for the light, and keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
If we're pushing the ball up here, it's going to go a lot easier if we're all pushing it together. So,
absolutely.
Finding something to be grateful for. Okay, another just random topic here. See, I'm training you for the future here.
Anytime.
Okay, so today, which I haven't had, so I'm not thankful for yet, but In-N-Out Burger opened for the public.
Yep.
But you, I saw, had a picture with a burger yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about how was the burger? Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, first off, I'm going to tell you that it wasn't state representative privilege to come in a day early. That's
right.
That's not why that happened. Many people know that I work for FCC Commercial Furniture, and we have done all of the In-N-Outs. We do all their interiors, their seating and decor. And they had a special get together the night before their grand opening for our folks, and so we all went to it. And it was just as good as it always is because they're very consistent. Probably not a more consistent fast food brand in the country than In-N-Out restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, because everything is done the same. Like they hand pull their lettuce, and they have their Anyway, I thought that was super fun, but
and nothing's frozen. All the produce is. It's fresh,
awesome.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. I actually was planning on being on that side of town tomorrow, and I'm still going to give it a whirl because I want to take a goodie basket to some special folks.
Yeah.
And but I'm worried about Aviation Drive, so I'm like, I'm going to try to get there tomorrow, but no promises because everybody will be off and go into the Veterans Day Parade, which everybody should go and show your support and your love for the veterans.
Amen.
And then that In-N-Out is going to be crazy. So
it's going to be crazy forever. That's how they always are.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're just never. I mean, the fact that it's new is it's going to be like that for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, well, it's about time for a break already. We're just chatting along.
Yeah.
So I have some other questions coming up after the break about your new position. So we'll be back just a moment here with more of your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. So we're here with The Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance. And today, Alan is out doing his thing. And I have Virgil Osborne in here, who's helping me out today. And we're talking his new position here. So this is exciting. Okay.
Great.
So, Monday, you're a candidate. Tuesday night, you find out you're elected. So, I'm curious, because I've really never been involved in politics, what happens next? How do you get your training or get acclimated or share us a little bit about what you know about that?
Well, I was fortunate enough, we hired a consultant out of Salem that's very well connected in Salem. They you know, not only that, I know folks that are connected with the caucus. So I was able to do a fair amount of training and learning ahead of time. I've probably been in Salem more in the last few months than I've ever been in my life. And so even though there's going to be a pretty steep learning curve going into the position, and that all starts on the 16th, of which is, I think, what, the end of next week.
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah, yeah. So there will be a pretty steep learning curve. But beyond that, I'm pretty comfortable going into the Capitol, and I'm, you know, it won't be the first time. I've met a lot of the department heads. Two weeks ago, I met with the Department of Forestry head, also the legal. And when a bill is written and goes to committee, there's attorneys that work for the state. There's about 20 of them, and then there's one that's in charge of all of them. And I met with him for an hour or so and learned the processes. So I kind of have a little bit of a jump start on that. And also I met with the department heads from DHS and a number of other folks. So there's going to be a lot to do, a lot to learn, and I'm just looking forward to it. I'm glad to be out of campaign mode and into work mode. So, yeah.
I can only imagine. It's like, okay, I'm working towards it, but I just want to already be being there and being effective and doing the job and representing our county already. So I can get that, but that's exciting. So, boy, it happens quick.
Well, it seemed quick the last week, but
right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Not campaigning stuff for a couple of years. Yeah. Or the planning and the prepping and all of that. But
yeah,
the
so many events, so many meetings, so many, I mean, literally a very minimum. We worked on a campaign 2 hours a day, every day. And a lot of the weekends were all day. And you know, the hard work obviously paid off, but, it is a lot of work to campaign for a position like that. And then actually, you know, get the positions even. It's pretty difficult.
Yeah. Well, and now the work begins.
Yep.
And so then you'll be in Salem when in session for big chunks of time. And so
yeah,
that'll
be the long session starts in February and it goes through July. So toward, I think, at the second week in July.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'll be during the week I'll be in session during the week, or at the weekends I'll be home. So, yeah.
So it's not like, I think a lot of people go, okay, well, they're going to get elected and then, you know, they go up maybe once a month or here or there, represent or, I mean, that is a large time commitment of your personal life to be doing that, to serve our county and community. So to everybody that serves in that position throughout the state, gosh, big, huge thank you to that time commitment that they take out of their personal life and the sacrifice.
Yeah.
That people make.
Yeah, you really got to want to do it. Nobody runs for that position for the pay, because it doesn't pay much.
Right.
But you really have to want to do the do the job. And if you don't want to do it, then you shouldn't run for it. And I really feel strongly about holding the line in Southern Oregon. I love where we live. This is the greatest place on earth to me.
Absolutely.
That's why I ran. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm wholeheartedly behind that. I definitely think we're the greatest place since I don't know, sliced bread came way after us. But and so you're still search and rescue. You still have jobs. You still, I mean, it's I think I asked you this once before, but and I know it wasn't much, but when are you going to sleep?
Well, you know, there's time to sleep when you're dead. That's what I always tell everybody. Right now I'm still breathing, so I'm good. Yeah, I do. In fact, tonight, right after I leave here, I'm headed to a team leader meeting for search and rescue, and I still work for FCC. Search and rescue has been a part of my life for, you know, nearly 20 years, and I'll continue to do that, as has FCC. And I do outside sales for them, so I don't have to go to the office. I can work from wherever I am. But search and rescue, this last probably 10 days, we've been out, I don't know, 7 of the 10 days at night.
Wow.
On rescues. I was just out the night before last.
Well, the snow's yeah. Here.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we went out at 10 o'clock at night. We got back at 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's
yeah.
Makes
and
for
that
a long
should
night.
Be when you're sleeping.
Well, I have to admit, I didn't drive the truck down 138. I drove to there, but on the way back, I did a little sleeping.
There you go. It makes you human. That's perfect. No problem.
Well, the mission was accomplished. Everybody survived. That's first and foremost, is
absolutely
make sure everybody lives. So,
everybody yeah. gets home safely.
Yep.
So So then when, how long does your, is your position for?
So this is a 2-year position. You're elected for, there's no term limits on it. You can be elected every 2 years for as long as you want to, you know, do the job or as long as you get reelected. But it's a 2-year term. So technically you somewhat start campaigning as soon as you take office for the next 2 years. And that's, you know, your works and what you do is what shows, you know, whether or not you're going to stay in that position or if the people right. are going to vote somebody else in that position.
Right. You need that approval rating.
Exactly.
And that's your way of also campaigning for the future. If you want to stay there, is go yep. up there and do a great job, which I'm sure you will.
Oh, yeah.
But, and the reason why I asked that is I knew it was 2 years typically, but I wasn't sure if there was any lapse. You know, we lost Gary Leaf, and if yep. that was a, this was the natural time or a special time, I wasn't sure on that, honestly.
So. Yeah, well, he was, when he passed away, Chris Goodwin was appointed to fill the rest of his term for that term, which was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say that. It was until now, so it would have been, his term would have ended now. So, right. Yeah, the next person would be 2 more years. And Chris is still a rep. She's working now in District 4, which is just right. south of here. So, yeah.
Yeah, neat lady.
She is incredible.
Yeah, neat lady. So we're really blessed to have the two of you.
Thank you.
Okay, so one other, I mean, I don't want to talk politics all the time because that's not me at all. But one of the funny things is, okay, so I had one of your signs outside my house.
Yeah.
A big one, because that's what I asked. I just give me a big sign. I'll put it out there. Yeah. But I'm not even in your area to get to vote. Yeah. And so many people, when we've talked about it or I mentioned going to your event the other night, I was like, well, I want to go support Virgil during this time, you know, during the election time. And they're like, well, he didn't show up on my ballot. Well, I would have voted for him, but he's not on my ballot. Can you help me out and explain yeah. that?
No problem. So I've answered that question at least 20 times, whether it be from an email or a phone call. But every 10 years, the state goes through the census and they look at the population and then they redistrict for the population. And a district is around, I don't know the exact number, but it's around 65 or 70,000 people in the district. So the state has grown in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. So there's some of the districts up north changed quite a bit, which meant they had to change the ones down to the south as well. Our district, we didn't. A lot of people didn't move here compared to some of the other ones, but in some of the adjacent ones they did, which changed the entire outline of our district from what it was 2 years ago. A year ago, actually.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the territory that you're right. representing right now.
Right. So now the new district doesn't even cover Winston. I mean, Winston and Green are not part of my district, but conversely, the district goes all the way to Crater Lake. Which it never did before, and it goes all the way up to the northern boundary of Douglas County, which I think is at Rice Hill, and before it stopped at Wilbur. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it just changed drastically, which surprised me because I didn't think it was going to change much at all. Thankfully, when it did change, my house became part of the district, so I didn't have to move, which I had already vowed I would do if I needed to. But so anyway, a lot of my friends live in 10 Mile and right. outside of Looking Glass, Melrose, and they're going to write my name in, you know, and I'm going, no, don't do that. That's not going to help.
It won't work.
Yeah, it won't work.
It won't count.
And honestly, David Brocksmith is our District 1 rep to the west, and he's a super great guy, and he won his election too. In fact, he and I are competing right now to see where the vote falls, but we both won right just under 70% of the votes, and I don't know who's going to end up being higher. We'll find out.
Who gets the higher percentage?
We'll see.
Loser buys a beer.
That's it.
Or a steak dinner. Yeah, I mean, it's just funny that, you know, your percentage may be of what you won, but, I mean, there's so many more people had it been a different area. And so that's kind of funny. But,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, your neighbors... A lot of us can't. So, yeah, just the way it did. And it's funny, these little weird
Yeah.
I mean, it's just makes no rhyme or reason to me, but you see Little Myrtle Creek down there and then this little tiny drop down to, yep. to include Tri-City or something. And I'm like, how random.
I have a ton of friends that live in 10 Mile and none of them are in my district. And
right.
And we probably would have changed a vote count.
Right. Exactly. That's why I'm thinking it's like, you have more support in Douglas County than what's in your district. And that's the bottom line. So. Yeah. So we're all watching you, not just the people in your district, to see
I'm
what you're
on
doing.
Stage. That's okay.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So, what was there? Was one other thing I wanted to make sure I asked you, and I cannot think of it. But what is one last question here? So other than representing us and in Douglas County and what's your number one goal for this upcoming, just say the first session?
First session. You know, I'm going to start out by saying I don't know what I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you my goal, but that might change when session starts and when I'm actually in committee and, you know, start actually doing the job. But, you know, on my platform, and I'll just flat say it, the number one concern for me in Douglas County has always been, are you safe? You know, are you safe in your own home? Because if you're not safe in your own home, if we have a crime problem here, then you're not, nothing else matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so my focus has always been on law enforcement. I work closely with law enforcement, so I'll continue that. Homelessness is obviously an issue too. Everybody's concerned about inflation. You can't forget that. And of course, you know, your gun rights, that's also a big deal as well. Mm-hmm. We'll see where that all goes. But We have an opportunity, I think, if we do the right things, to address the problems that cause homelessness. And homelessness seems to be a real part of the crime we have. Part of the crime has to do with drugs. And one thing kind of leads to the other, which leads to the other, which ultimately you end up homeless and you have to steal to support your habit. And I realize I'm making a scenario, but there's probably lots of different scenarios. So that's
right.
My focus is going to continue to be on that.
Well, I am, I feel like sometimes the best thing that we can do when we put somebody in this position, honestly, and I know not everybody believes this, but is to pray. So I just want you to know that I pray for our politicians and for those people up there that are trying to do the best job that they can, you know, for the Lord to guide them and be with them and keep them safe and all that. And so I just want you to know, Virgil, that I will absolutely be praying for you. And
I appreciate that.
And, you know, I think the world of you. So, thanks for coming on today. I know you have search and rescue to get to, and so we're going to take a commercial and be right back with the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival after a quick break.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back to your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and it's time for the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And this is where we spotlight and highlight a locally owned and operated small business. And so I actually have Kara Otis here, who's been here before with her cute little littles and is just the sweetest person. But I have to say, on Facebook, you can find out a lot of stuff. And I have Kara on my Facebook. And so just a couple weeks ago, she put this gorgeous picture. It was a beautiful picture, by the way, Kara.
Oh, thank you.
Announcing that she had purchased Inspirational Mixes, which is so exciting. So I'm like, you have to come on here and let's talk about it. And so thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy day to come share a little bit about this new adventure with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay. So tell us, how did it come to be that you decided to jump in and buy Inspiration Mixes?
Well, that's a very long story, but I'll try to summarize it. So I actually have a dessert company, which we, mm-hmm. I believe, talked about a tiny bit.
Tiny bit last time.
And so I've had that for about 6 years. And my husband, a few years ago, found out that he is supposed to be vegan and gluten-free. So when we found that out, of course, being the amazing wife that I am,
yes.
I went forth on trying to find the best gluten-free and vegan products. Mm-hmm. So in that journey, I tested Inspiration Mix's items. Now, I knew of them before, but I hadn't really tested the items, right? Because we weren't vegan and gluten-free.
Right. Absolutely.
So I dove into that, and their products beat out everything. We started using the products for our home, and then a few months later, I took some cupcakes that were vegan and gluten-free to a party, and someone was like, hey, I've been vegan and gluten-free my whole life, and I had no idea that you can make something that doesn't even taste vegan and gluten-free. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. And so then a little bit later, I was like, man, I should just start selling these. So I started. I sell wholesale to Bluebird and Rappin' and Rollin'. Mm-hmm. And then that's just kind of how it happened.
And they're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Saw those pictures too.
You're very sweet. You know, I can't claim that I'm a baker. I actually, anybody that knows me well knows that I actually hate baking. I like cooking, hate baking. So, you know, yeah. So that's kind of how I stumbled upon the products and learned to love them and started selling them in my business. And then every time I would come to their place to pick up my order of the chocolate cake mix, they would tell me, hey, we're looking to sell the company. And I was like, that's great. I'm so glad for you. I hope you find someone perfect, you know?
You find that right person.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And so I just didn't entertain the thought because they have a few other companies, mm-hmm. and I thought that they would want to be selling those companies as well, not just the bagged mix.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they did. They have multiple avenues or branches out there. So, but how cool that the product that you found that you guys liked mm-hmm. or that worked for your husband was local too.
I know. And I tested it against non-local, large and small. Uh-huh. Like, so it's pretty cool.
I mean, I think that's cool. So, and now you're keeping it going. And I know when you made the post that, hey, guys, look at what's happening. So many people responded in just such a positive way because I think you are the right person. I truthfully do. I feel like it's like I know Debbie who started this, you know, and then her sister and I know her grandson and all that. So it's like to know everybody involved, you are the right person. Aww. And so I hope you are blessed. So 10 times fold, whatever you put into it, I hope you get out of it because you're just such a kind, warm spirit. And I just truly feel like you'll be blessed.
Well, thank you.
And I do hope so. So you mentioned you were going in and buying your order of like chocolate something. So will you tell me what that was again?
Because
that sounded yummy.
I actually brought the bags for you. So
oh,
you
I want
to
see.
I'll put that one on top. Here you go.
Oh, so, wow, that looks yummy. Like, so you can make cake like this?
Yeah, so ooh. That's the chocolate cake
mix. I wish everybody
mix.
Could see this.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
need to go to your website. Where can they go find these pictures and items? This yeah. is yummy.
InspirationMixes.com. It's not been updated. We are kind of running low on several products, and actually this is one of them that we're completely out of
okay,
at this
so
point.
Hold.
Yes.
Hold off on this one.
Yep. Yep.
Boy, that was exactly. gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
and
did
brownies.
A really
that's
good
my
job.
Kryptonite. It is. I can't eat chocolate, or I shouldn't, because then I get migraines, so it's one
oh,
of my
no.
triggers. But if anybody knows me, brownies is my kryptonite.
Oh, brownies.
But these are
so
gorgeous.
Good.
I mean, pancakes and batter mixes and baking mixes for breads. And
yep.
I mean, there's a lot here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very versatile. The founder, Debbie, mm-hmm. who you spoke about, she's, first of all, amazing. All three Jeez. Of the owners or the sellers.
Right.
I'm still not used to owning the company. Can you tell?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's all new.
They're all amazing people. Debbie founded the company because her grandson got diagnosed. I think it was like 8 months or something like that.
Yeah,
he was
celiacs. Little.
He mm-hmm. was really little. Mm-hmm. And so how cool is it, like the story, Inspiration Mixes is the name of the company, that the reason she started it was for love for her grandchild. Like, so he could enjoy the normal things that some people can't.
Right. And she didn't want him to go to school and not have anything to participate. I mean,
absolutely.
This grandma, Debbie Caterson, love her to pieces, she's also a bulldog. And if she puts her mind to it, she's going to do anything.
Absolutely.
And so for her grandson to have all the opportunities afforded to every other child was her mission / inspiration. And this company came out of it.
Yeah.
And it's just... it just still blows my mind knowing, I mean, I was in her house in her kitchen while she was creating things and try this. And I'm like, oh, that doesn't taste bad was my answer, because everybody's expectation of this is that because you're missing out on something, it's missing out or it's less than. But her stuff is delicious. So now your stuff is delicious.
I know. It's so crazy. Yeah. I've thought about how to put some motto or something on here that says, you know, gluten-free, but you can't tell. Or I don't know what that would be. Maybe it's not a motto. Maybe it's more of a slogan. But have something on there that says that, because when people see the words gluten-free or even vegan, a lot of times they think, ugh. And that is a very past tense thing.
But they come a long ways.
We've came a long ways.
Long ways.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this, these products are just amazing. And I can say that unbiasedly, in the sense of, you know, the whole reason why I bought it was because I believed in the products. Because
right, you're a consumer.
I was the consumer. And I sold it in my business. And people want those cupcakes. Like, they, in our community, Rappin' and Rollin' and Bluebird, people that are vegan and gluten-free know that's where they can go to get these cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're made with this amazing mix. So,
and they do go.
They do, yeah. And so part of my exit plan from Sugar Mamas was to find a baker that could take over my wholesalers, because I care so much about providing our community with vegan and gluten-free. But I don't like baking.
That's so funny.
It is funny. People are like, Kara, you've baked for years. I had no idea. And I'm like, well, that's because I felt it was a need. So I was filling a need, right? And... you know, you don't always have to love what you do,
right?
But if we do it with purpose, then we'll be, you know,
you can do something out of necessity. It doesn't mean it's your passion.
Absolutely.
So now maybe you'll be doing some passion work.
Yes, hopefully. So,
which I know you do with your kiddos anyway.
Cause I do. I love those.
They're
guys.
Great. So one quick question before we go to break here in a second is. You did mention Sugar Mamas. So will you, you've had that for a while, but is Inspiration Mixes, it's going to stay Inspiration Mixes, and you just still add a little of your flavor to the new packaging?
Great question. I'm glad you asked. We kind of skipped over that. So Sugar Mamas... Sugar Mamas is kind of going to be dissolved, but there is another company called Small World Bakery. My friend Angela wanted to start one, and I kind of helped her get that to come to fruition. So she's taking over my wholesale clients. So there will be the products available, but under a different business name. So that's great for the community. So don't be upset.
Don't stress about that.
Yeah,
and she'll be using the mixes and the same.
Absolutely. I literally handed her all my recipes, because that's how much I want our community to have the products still.
And the quality.
So she's got everything, and she'll be able to do that. And she's an amazing baker and is passionate about it. As far as Inspiration Mixes, the name currently is Inspiration Bakery and Mixes. There was other parts of the business that I did not buy. So there is a little bit of confusion in when people heard I was taking over the company, and that's one of them. So I bought the bagged mix company. The name will be changing to Inspiration Baking Mixes. And they did close and liquidate the pizza crust company as well as the Saturday bakery.
So no more Saturday bakery.
Sadly, no.
But hey, that's not your part. So.
Yeah. And you know what? It opens up something for someone else to step up in our community.
Oh, see, that's why I love you. You're so always a positive spin. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. And then if you'll hang out just a little bit more, I have a couple more questions after the break. More with the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and we have Kara Otis in the studio, the new owner. Since she can't remember it herself, I'll tell her you are the new owner.
Thank you. Thank you for the reminder.
Of Inspiration Baking and Mixes. We're tossing it out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the past, we talked about how this came to be. So what's some future plans for you with the company?
So future plans, obviously we have an online website, so we sell retail, which is great. I would love to see these amazing products at local restaurants, other local bakeries. There are a lot of ma-pa bakeries that probably get consistent phone calls. I know the previous owners of Inspiration Mixes would get consistent phone calls. Where can I get these items? Do you refer to? Do you have any referrals for bakers that do gluten-free, blah, blah, blah? And so what I would pose to our community is, if you are a baker and you want to add this valuable piece at give me a call, you know, contact me on Facebook or through my website, because
add this to your repertoire.
Add it, because the, you know, the profit margins are good, but on top of it, there is a need. And to fill that need, I mean, you can't get better than that.
Right. Well, and we want to make sure that, you know, those kiddos in schools are able to have, you know, just like what Debbie hoped for back in the day when she started it. That
absolutely.
No kid has to feel less than because they can't eat something that everybody else is having or participate in the party the same way. So,
yes, absolutely.
So tell us again the name of the website where people can find you.
So it's inspirationmixes.com is the website.
Inspiration Mixes.
Yeah.
My famous phrase is Google it.
Google it. Yeah. Facebook and Google. That's how we survive in Douglas County.
I'm like, just Google it. Oh, goodness. Well, again, I thank you for coming on here, and I wish you the best of luck. And everybody, I wish this was videoed or live so we could show everybody what how gorgeous these packaging is and the creations that you can make for your family with some healthy choices and be inclusive with other people's dietary needs. So
absolutely.
Super excited for you. And I just wish you the moon. And local bakers, call her. Give Kara a call and see how she can help you add gluten-free and vegan to your arsenal of
Deliciousness.
Baking goods. Deliciousness. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I also need to do a few announcements here before we end, because we kind of went over on our last little spiel here. So the funny thing is we do our drawing every week from Umpqua Survival, because they're so gracious and kind to give $25 gift certificate to the store. And so I call out there before the show each week and ask them, who's the lucky person? So I'm kind of making fun of that a little bit today, because I call out there today and they're like, it's Lisa. I'm like, okay, Lisa who? And they're like, it's just Lisa.
Oh, no.
So, just Lisa, you know who you are, because I've already left you a voicemail to find out your last name so I can announce it today. So congratulations, just Lisa. You have won a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. Next week on the show, we will be having Linda Cornett from the Roseburg Senior Center. We'll be here to talk about a fun special holiday bazaar that they will be hosting, I believe, on the 18th, 19th, maybe the 20th. I'm not sure on those dates. But anyway, it's next weekend, not this upcoming weekend. And so she'll be here to tell us all about that and how we can go support our local Roseburg Senior Center by attending. And so she'll be here to tell us more about that. And Tuesday, so this upcoming Tuesday, kind of excited about it. I am going to actually be at Evergreen on Harvard, and they are doing a Medicare open house every Tuesday from 8:30 in the morning to 12 in their upstairs conference room. And so I'm going to be there next week. So I would kind of be excited if somebody that's listening wants to come talk to me. I was there once a long time ago. And I didn't have anybody even come, but I didn't tell anybody I was going to be there either. So I'm like, well, that's my bad. So anyway, if anybody has any Medicare questions or insurance questions or whatever, it's just a free open house to come in and feel free to ask a licensed insurance agent their questions, and we'll be happy to help you. And there'll be other vendors there, a rep from the company. So depending on who can make it, it's a variety each time. But anyway, come on out. And December 7th is creeping up on us, so you need to come out. But anyway, until next time, everybody, you know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind. Stick together. Until next Thursday, this is Shan Sebastian. Over and out.